Court rulings. I'm Ben Thomas with an AP News Minute. A federal appeals judge has temporarily blocked New York City's schools from enforcing a vaccine mandate for its teachers and other workers. AP correspondent Julie Walker.
The vaccine mandate for the nation's largest school system was set to go into effect Monday, but Friday, a judge granted a temporary injunction. More than 82% of employees have been vaccinated. Unions representing principals and teachers warn that could still leave the 1 million student school system short as many as 10,000 teachers, along with other staffers like cafeteria workers and school police officers. Julie Walker, New York.
Three federal judges have now blocked Tennessee Governor Bill Lee's executive order allowing families to opt out of school mask mandates. Parents and advocates have challenged it amid a spike in coronavirus cases in Tennessee's schools. U.S. Customs and Border Protection says the Texas border crossing, where thousands of Haitian migrants converged in recent weeks, is being reopened. Meanwhile, Haiti's prime minister spoke about the images of U.S. border agents on horseback blocking and moving migrants in an address to the United Nations.
Images of the way many of my compatriots have been handled at the border between Mexico and the United States have shocked many people.
Prime Minister Ariel Henry speaking to a translator.
The issue of migrants must remind us that human beings, fathers and mothers who have children are always going to flee poverty and conflicts. They will always strive to offer better living standards to their children.
More than 12,000 Haitians have been allowed into the U.S. temporarily to pursue their claims to stay. I'm Ben Thomas, AP News.